Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. Coming to you real quick here with a 7-day mandatory mindset assessment. But before that, just a reminder, BG Gadurin and myself will be doing an event here in Scottsdale at my facility, January the 12th, 2019, an elite fitness intensive workshop. We're going to dig into a lot of stuff, a ton of training with us, mobility, recovery, nutrition, kind of everything in between wrapped up. It'll be an amazing day. It's a very rare to get BJ out of his little circle, so it'd be awesome to come here. You guys can rip it with both of us, which again is also very rare to get us in the same room in training, so it'd be cool. If you guys are interested, shoot me a DM, send me an email as soon as possible, and just give the code HEYPODCAST on there, and we'll see if we can hook you guys up and get you into it. We're going to keep the group extremely small because we want to do a ton of hands-on stuff, and again, it's a very rare thing, but if you guys are looking to success hack and learn a lot of stuff about fitness and build a foundation of skills you can have for the rest of your life, this is an amazing opportunity for you guys to come and rip it with us. So I hope to see a lot of you guys there who are listening. So with that said, this 7-day kind of mandatory mindset assessment is actually a chapter from our book, Make Success Mandatory. It's in towards the end of the book. So if you guys pick up the book, you guys can read it and rock and roll and rip through that. But I want to share it on the podcast. I think it does very well via audio. So with that said, hopefully at this point, I've said something or sparked something, in your guys' mind, maybe something, you might see something differently or hear it differently, or maybe you think about your goals in your life a little bit differently, to say the least. So I created this very simple, kind of effective assessment, if you will, to help you guys participate in something over the next 7 days. If you're listening to this, again, you guys can jot this down. Obviously, if you guys own the book or you pick up the book, it'll be towards the end. You can kind of go through the written version if it makes it easier, or just, if you're driving right now or somewhere, just, make a mental note or stop the podcast and kind of jot this down. And my only request is that you give the absolute best effort as you guys are going through this. Give 100% honest effort with yourself when you're asking and answering these questions, because I think your successes and your failures are 100% the results of your efforts and your actions. And when you guys get to a point of taking extreme ownership of everything you do, life gets pretty fucking good pretty quick. So we're going to take, a massive, course of action here, a huge effort as we go through this. So this is kind of our ready, set, go, make success mandatory kickoff here. So step one for you guys: for the next 7 days, focus only on solutions and opportunities, not your problems. And ask yourself the question, is this really a life-altering problem, or is it simply an opportunity for me to take another step towards being the person that I truly want to be? And this covers everything from, your health, your eating, your training, your business, your personal life, you name it. For the next 7 days, all you see is opportunities and solutions, no problems. Now, obviously, I know when you guys are, in the thick of things and things are going to shit, it's really hard to do. But I can promise you this, all the really shitty things I've went through or the obstacles or the roadblocks and stuff I go into. And again, I run my own business, you guys. We run businesses here. Every day there's many little fires to put out and there's many little shit problems. Now, in the macro, in the big picture, this is amazing. It's awesome. I'm my own boss. I can walk into rooms and I can tell people to fuck off, or I can take deals or not take deals because I'm in control and I'm in the owner's seat. I'm the driver of the car, which is great. But with that, freedom becomes great responsibility too. And that's probably the toughest part, is sometimes having to deal with the trash. But what I'd say is, understanding the obstacle or the roadblock is the thing that challenges you, and that's what the game is. And so seeing it as not a problem or not something you can't get past, but seeing it as an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to do something different, or to change gears or shift lanes, or to deal with it head on, and understanding it, yeah, it might suck up front, but now you have the experience of that. So the next time something comes up, you guys know how to deal with it, and you just kind of steamroll through it. And you build, that builds momentum, it builds confidence, and I think that's a great way to go about it. So for the next 7 days, you guys, all you see is opportunities and solutions. There are no problems. Again, tough to do when you're in it, but if you can remember that, it can kind of change everything. Step number two, we're talking for the next 7 days, change two things that you currently, have as shoulds. You're going to put them as musts in your life. Now, I know this is a little bit different for some of you guys, but again, changing shoulds to musts is a real simple concept. Now, these can be big things, or they can be small things, but they're going to be two things. Maybe it's, working out daily. Maybe it's, eating green vegetables. Maybe it's taking a class. Maybe it's writing a page, in a book. Something that you know that you must do to take action towards daily. So meaning the way we speak to ourselves, the language we use, right? So it's, I should work out today, or I should eat right, or I should brush my teeth, or I should wipe my ass after I take a shit. No, it's I must work out, I must eat right, I must brush my teeth, I must wipe my butt. Very simple stuff, right? And it sounds comical when I add that in at the end, but think about it. There's certain things already you guys are doing that are already musts. These are mandatory things that are non-negotiable for you. I don't care how busy you are. After you go to the bathroom, you wipe your ass. You just do it. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Stop the podcast. Go watch a book or read something like why you need to be doing that. My point is this. You've already mastered certain skills. There are certain things that are already non-negotiable in your life. You brush your teeth. You wipe your butt. You eat food. You drink water. You do that every single day no matter what. If you start saying to yourself, I must work out. I must eat green vegetables. I must get enough quality sleep. It starts to change the way, obviously, you speak to yourself, but the way that you think about your life and you go about it. Or even if you don't use the word must, it's I get the opportunity to work out today. I have the opportunity to go run, to jump, to swim, to move. I have the opportunity to eat healthy. I have the opportunity to do certain things. When you start to change the language, the way you go about it, not like I have to do it or I should do it. It's I must do it or I get the opportunity to do it. Start talking to yourself that way for the next 7 days. And I promise you guys, it can be a pretty big game changer. So we'll go to step three. For the next 7 days, when you guys wake up, ask and answer the following question before you start your day. And that question is, how can I improve the lives of those around me? And how can I remember this day for the rest of my life? The goal is to touch as many lives as others as possible every single day. The goal is to make their day better. And also do something memorable, something exciting, something fun for yourself. Who knows? Maybe even you can combine the two in some way. And so selfishly, you can fill both cups. A, helping other people, and two, getting some shit done that you wanted to do. And I think that's kind of the goal, is to make every day exciting, because we're only gifted, you know, on average about 30,000 days for any of us to live our entire life. So for us, I think it's important to A, value those days, and that comes from us A, giving our gift back to the world and helping other people. Because again, when you guys look at the scale of the world, if there's, you know, 8 billion or so people, you guys rank pretty fucking high in the scope of the world, which is pretty amazing. So when you look at your life and all the gifts you have, you know, you have a job, you have money, you have probably a $1,500 smartphone that you can listen to a podcast on. It's a pretty amazing thing. There's a lot of people who don't have those same opportunities, or there's a lot of people who are going through a lot of shit right now and you're not going through it. So just by, you know, giving them a smile or paying something forward for them, it's selfishly going to fill your cup. And also on a selfish note, doing things that are exciting for you guys, whether that be giving back or just doing, you know, something for the first time or something new, try to make that happen sometime in the next week. Maybe it's stuff that you were putting off. You're going to start to put the pieces in play to actually make them come to life, you know, sooner than later. Step number four, we're talking for the next 7 days, you can go to bed, you know, when you go to bed, right? Reflect for a few minutes on everything that you're looking forward to doing the next day. And think of how bright the future is for you guys. Think about your goals, your dreams, and how exciting it will be to achieve them. Honestly, even like just the basic visualization of things is real. Visually seeing them in your mind for a few minutes before they come to life is a powerful thing. And on the same note, just sit and reflect of what you're currently thankful for. Like, it's always awesome to dream and to look forward to life, but I don't want you to miss the present moment. Again, it's just being thankful for all that you currently do have. Even though we're striving to do more, get more accomplished, to be more awesome, to do better things, being really grateful for this moment and this time. Like, man, it's awesome. You know, my friends, my family, my wife, my health, my job, whatever it is, you're thankful for that stuff in the moment, but looking forward to all the awesome kick-ass shit you have on the horizon, I think is key too. So again, just taking time to reflect. Think about how blessed you are to be living, to be breathing, to be loving your life and all the amazing people around you, but also seeing things before they come to life. Now, I've done this pretty much my whole life, you guys, even as a little kid. I didn't know it was happening when it was going on, but at that point, it was just me basically being thankful, you know, or not even just the thankfulness, but seeing things, like playing a sports game before you play it. So whether it be the night before, or multiple nights before, or when you're practicing in the summer by yourself, you're pretending to hit the game winner, you're going through game scenarios, or you're on the bus to the game traveling with the team, and you're playing out the game in your head, you know, how you're going to make this cut or this shot or whatever it is, or certain situations. I think those are powerful, and I've always taken that through with me through life, like visualizing myself pass class or graduate college or get a job. And in this life, obviously, it's, you know, being in a certain level of shape, you know, performing a certain level way when it's a competition, or, you know, getting on a men's health platform, or working with these brands, or you staying in front of a group. I visualize myself, you guys, speaking in front of thousands of people before I ever spoke in front of three fucking people. It just helps you do it. It helps you build this I don't want to say like false sense of confidence, but build this like internal confidence because you've seen yourself do it. You've practiced it before. You've played it out before in your mind. I think that's a really powerful thing. And again, if you guys don't believe it and you guys can't see it, nobody else is going to do it. And I have to say that sometimes with your goals and your hopes and your dreams, they might seem fucking crazy to the outside world, and that's fine. But you have to have this crazy ass belief in yourself, and you have to be able to see it in yourself first before it can ever come to life in any shape or form. I truly do believe that. So again, you guys, start visualizing things of what you want your future to look like. Spend a couple minutes lost in, you know, mindfulness, daydreaming, and thought about how awesome your life is going to be. But in the same note, when you come back to life, take a minute to stop and be grateful for what you currently have and how blessed you are right now in this state, and then keep striving for the shit that you want to get done. And then step number five, you guys, for the next 7 days, if you can, reconnect with friends, with family, you know, write down on a short list of maybe, you know, 3 to 5 to 7 people would be a lot, but that's fine too, of the people who are important to you in your life. One person for each day of the week. So if you want to go all 7, let's do that. Let's do, you know, if it's your mom, your dad, a coworker, maybe a mentor, somebody you reached out to before, and make it your goal to reach out to them, you know, via phone or in person, whether it be text, Facebook, Instagram, email, does not matter. Because many times, you guys, in our pursuit of making a living, we sometimes forget to make a life. And I'll say it again. Sometimes in life, we get so busy in the pursuit of making a living, you know, money and status and brand and marketing and selling, which is important, we forget to make a life or forget the people along the way who helped us get there or who are still in our circle to this day. And the result of this pursuit, oftentimes our friends and family can get put on hold. I know I've been guilty of this before. There's been months and months where I haven't called my old man or talked to him, and the same thing for my mom too. I'm getting better with age and wisdom, but again, I still sometimes get lost in the shuffle. So that's why I'm speaking from experience for you guys and urging you to do the same thing, because I want you to block off just 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes each day to call them, to stop, to chat with them, to literally reconnect with them and each other. And it might just have a greater impact on the bigger picture of your success than you think it will. And again, oftentimes those conversations or those texts or those messages can bring back memories. They can spark our day. It can change their day, or it can lead to something deeper. And maybe they're going through some shit right now and you can help them out, or vice versa. They can help you out by just hearing their voice and talking to them and reconnecting on some basic stuff. So the goal of this, you guys, is just help you create something, you know, new, exciting, and some rituals and habits in your life. And by taking part in a simple, you know, what I call like a basic 7-day, you know, Make Success Mandatory assessment, you're creating a new standard and you're changing an important habit in your life. You're taking shoulds to musts. And having that kind of mindset will only help you grow, appreciate, and love the life, you know, more with each passing day that you have. So after all, you guys, if we learn anything from me, you know, let it be the secret to success is not only in your own individual happiness, but also the happiness that you create for others and bring people with you. And again, I say this all the time, and I'll say it a million more times till the podcast is done. You know, sometimes we get so busy working in our life, you know, we forget to step back and actually work on our life. And again, all this stuff is super cool and it's important, but it's only as important as the people we're surrounded with and how we go about it and being actually mindful of what's going on as we go through the steps. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that just super quick rant of, you know, kind of this 7-day kind of mandatory mindset assessment. Something you guys can get done in 7 days, but ultimately skills you can take with you for the next 7, 17, 27, 37 years of your life if you really put them into practice. Again, all basic applicable shit that we sometimes forget along the way about the hustle and grinding and the shit that we want. These are important things, A, not to only help you reach a certain level of, I want to say, personal or business and financial success, but ultimately internal happiness, which to me is the only ROI that matters. The biggest thing is just you waking up happy as fuck every day, loving your life. And these, you know, 5 steps over the course of 7 days can help you at least kickstart to doing that. And then you guys obviously keep the ones going that you find the most value in. So if you're on iTunes right now, stop. Don't be a lazy ass. Drop us a 5-star. Leave a comment. Love to see it. And again, if you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast, just subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss an episode. Selfishly, we love seeing you guys come in there in the comments you leave and the messages. And again, if you think this can help somebody else, friend, family member, please share the podcast with them, because like we said before, the cascade effect that you guys have by sharing something positive with somebody else goes far beyond your reach can ever imagine. I promise you that. So anything else you guys want to hear, hit me up, shoot me a DM, send me an email. I'm happy to record it if I can, whether it be fitness or any of this mindset stuff or anything kind of connected before. I know this isn't fitness directly, but again, it's all fitness. It's all not fitness. And that's how we coach it here. All the 4 pillars of fitness, the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional side of it. So again, until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.